The summit was organized by UW Extension agents who wanted to help people understand why Western Wisconsin has become attractive for migrant workers. UW-Eau Claire Associate Geography Professor Paul Calgin also wants to understand this trend. He is studying the Mexican migration to Western Wisconsin's dairy farms and what can be done for migrants and their host communities.
Wisconsin should be involved in saying, how can we be welcoming to migrants? Because the whole country is already competing for migrants. Iowa's trying to attract them, California's trying to attract them, Florida's trying to attract them. So where does Wisconsin fit in this? Well, if we're welcoming, if we continue being decent, like the farmers in western Wisconsin have been, Wisconsin will be a place that migrants want to go.
Calgin says many Wisconsin farmers would have to shut down if migrant labor was unavailable. David Danzinger is a dairy farmer from Buffalo County who employs 6 Hispanic immigrant employees. He says the population of his community is shrinking, and he's had difficulty finding people to work on his farm. Danzinger says the immigrants have a strong work ethic and are willing to work long hours. He says he's gone out of his way to make migrant workers more than just employees.
When they first come, many of them have it's a cultural shock and a change. You have to expose some things. We have programs where we actually offer, we have an interpreter in once a month. We'll help with the English and some other problems. We've learned some Spanish. 2 of us have gone to Mexico to go to language school, so we can converse some in Spanish, although the workers do learn English as time goes on.
In the future, officials say this meeting could lead to an open forum discussion among farmers, immigrants, and the community. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio.